Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
In the race for governor, who can you trust to lead Oklahoma forward and protect our conservative values and way of life? The Oklahoma Farm Bureau has made their selection, and they strongly endorse Todd Lamb for governor. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau says Todd Lamb values the needs of Oklahoma farmers and ranchers. And Todd Lamb will stand up for agriculture and rural Oklahoma. Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, endorsed by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. On Tuesday, June 26th, vote for Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
There could be a procedural vote as early as this evening in the United States Senate that would clear the way to start debate on the 2018 Farm Bill, the version that passed the Senate Agriculture Committee by a vote of 20-1. And that would pave the way for the Senate to approve their version of farm policy to get to a conference with the House. Former House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas was pleased with the House vote this last week that barely got the 2018 House version of farm policy across the finish line, says there are some big differences. The big difference, obviously, is the SNAP or food stamp portion of the measure. But he says that within the agricultural portion of the bill, there's also several differences to be resolved.
Say, for instance, the CRP limit. So in the Senate version, they would basically increase CRP by about 1 million acres. In the House version, there's the potential for as much as 5 million acres. I would expect that number ultimately to be closer to the Senate number, but there still be an increased opportunity to put fragile lands into the CRP program. An area, though, will be more complicated is than the House version of the bill. We basically keep the AGI cap for payments, your overall adjusted gross income at $900,000, what you can make and still be a part of the program. The Senate would lower that number to $700,000.
And as has been widely talked about, the House version, the GOP wants able-bodied adults without dependents to have to either work 20 hours a week or do job training in order to qualify for food stamps in the future. The Senate version has no such reform. The ranking member in the House, Colin Peterson, has signaled he will conference with the Senate on this issue at least, and that'll make it very difficult for the Republicans to get their way on SNAP reform.
But ultimately, Ron, with commodity prices being half right now of what they were at the time we were going through the final phases of the previous Farm Bill, with all the issues going on, with the president's struggle to make the world trading situation more equitable for American producers in all industries, you have to have a safety net. And as we know in my part of central West Oklahoma, Mother Nature's not being kind to us weather-wise, so we're going to get this done. And in the scenario where, say, we can't get there by the end of September, I'm fairly confident now of an extension of the existing 2014 Farm Bill. But first, let's just try and put a new bill on the books.
Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas sits on the House Ag Committee, former chairman of that committee. He mentions Mother Nature. She's rolling a huge rain system across the region this morning, all the way from southern Nebraska, across all of Kansas, all of Oklahoma, down into Texas, raining on this Monday morning. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, next up for Superior Livestock is their Big Sky Roundup, Wednesday, Thursday of this week, June 27 and 28th, broadcast live from Billings, Montana. You can see it on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Both days, the video auction will start at 9 a.m. Central Time, offering 47,000 head. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your farm news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.